be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, welcome. You are listening to The Glorious Morning with Millicent Ndiweni, only on AWR, powered by SID Media. You understand that I'm very colorful today, so I'm trying to try and hide some of the colors so that it mustn't be obvious. Hore, you know, I'm looking, angazi guys, like, yo, mini patterns and stuff. So I'm just trying to see if it's not going to show. It's not going to show on this link, which is great, but on my personal stuff, it's going to show. And I don't like that. And that's because I hate the cold. Like, I really hate the cold. I'm one of those people, like, I will overdress if I need to. Anything not to experience mareha. I really can't stand the cold. Yeah, I think I'm one of those people. When you guys all relocate to go overseas, you will find me here. I won't be going anywhere because I can't. All right, anyway, we're having our live couch this morning and we're looking about the banning of social media for certain groups of people. Is it worth it? That's the question we are asking. +27 73 470 3520. Context. So Australia has already banned social media use for children under the age of 16. France followed suit last month for children under the age of 15. And it seems that other European countries, Spain, Greece, and Denmark, are seeking to do the same. So the interesting arguments that they made against social media, basically, top two, are that the brains of our children are not for sale, and our children's emotions are not to be manipulated. So in Australia, essentially, children are not allowed to even open accounts. And the issues found that children spend a lot of time on social media. It's not like these things are lies, you know. Yeah, even that 21 minutes to 1 hour a day on TikTok alone is anxiety-inducing. And then the algorithms may show harmful videos eventually. So the parents were very happy about the ban. The parents in these countries were very happy about the ban. Now, I haven't seen or heard about South Africa also banning social media for certain groups. I've heard debates. Yes, there are debates. Even children are being involved in, not about social media per se, but about phone use in schools. Gabon, now looking at Africa, has already placed such measures on social media banning. And this is all very interesting because most of us have become addicts. Now, this is where, yeah, most of us have become addicts, guys. And someone was arguing that we don't even know how to be bored anymore. You know, we don't know how to be original. We don't know how to be bored because we reach for our phones every chance we get. It's like opening the fridge a million times, hoping to see something different. And yet the outcome is always the same. You know, whatever was there the last time is still going to be there. You know? Yeah. Some of us are scared of listening to our own thoughts. We're scared to have these deep introspections where we have conversations by ourselves. Ish. Even our time to just be leisurely, our leisure time is accompanied by some kind of stimulation. A nature walk, for example, will include music playing through headphones. A drive must have a podcast on, reading a book, because I saw myself doing this. And I was like, oh, I must stop. And I was like, okay, I'm going to try and be intentional. I sometimes have ASMR in the background because I love ASMR. I've confessed a million times-ish. Yeah. It will be there in the background. You know, even if you're not watching TV, you know that even if you're not watching TV, you'll find the TV on, making noise in the background. You're having conversations, you're cleaning, you're doing whatever. You might not even be focused on it at all, but it's there somewhere in the background. You know, the radio is on, you're not listening to it, but it's there, it's on. You see, we are so overly stimulated, so overly stimulated, and cannot seem to be able to cope without all these noises, if it comes. But I know I sometimes feel that way. And I'm assuming that if I feel that way, there are probably other people who also feel that way. Maybe not everyone, but I don't think I'm the only one. So with all these movements taking place around us, sure. Unable to be bored, unable to just be yourself. Uliwani. Maybe you get scared. It's like there's a new phobia in town. Now, what more teenagers, you know, who have still malleable brains, given what we know about the frontal lobe development and when it actually happens, because it takes time for the frontal lobe to actually get to where it's supposed to be. And I don't know teenagers who are not aware of the latest TikTok trends. I don't know them. Those who don't know what's happening on TikTok, I don't know them. In my country, people love dancing. People love dancing. And even the small primary school kids, they will do the most, I need an adjective, I'll use outrageous, dance moves that look like they probably belong only to clubs, you know. So exceptionally well. I cannot judge the kids. I'm just saying, they kids. Judging kids is kind of weird because they're just kids, honestly. But they dance so well, you know. Very, very flexible with the body. We cheer them on. We cheer them on. We heart the videos. We download. We share them. I do that as well. I don't know. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I'm not claiming it's bad. I don't know. I'm just saying that we like, we follow, and we want to see even more of them showcasing their skills, because it's nice to watch people dancing. I like watching people dancing. It's nice, and it's like, yo, like, okay. So we know there's a lot of dancing challenges, kurikolong, the kids will just, and we... Everyone, I mean, now the world is literally a global village. Everyone will be like, yo, in South Africa, yo, the kids. Okay. Now, I bet they also love the attention, you know? They also love the attention. So can you imagine them no longer getting that external validation from hundreds, thousands, and sometimes millions of strangers? It might be easy to say, oh, so what? I don't think it's a so what situation. It's a big difference to a person's emotional well-being. Like, you need therapy for that. So, will they cope? You know, no longer being popular, no longer being known. You become just another child now, just another person after you've had a long, long, a big, big, big following, you know? Will they be able to stomach that? Of course, they would be missed by those who enjoy their content. But the person who makes it, will they be able to stomach that? Because when a person posts, they hope for viewers and they crave for numbers. And I mean, we already know how many kids are being somewhat groomed for young adulthood at a very young age. You know, you see it also with the hairstyles that they do, the clothes that sometimes they wear. Maybe even the makeup. I don't know if you guys have seen these things. And you're like, you can see the baby girl is 3 years old. But baby girl is a lady. A lady, you know? And she's only 3. And she's got the whole lady-looking 21-year-old thing going on. So I don't know, because, I mean, even with high school kids, yeah? They now have weaves on. I know schools are not the same. Maybe if you go to a very strict school, I saw Glen Vista High is skating on thin ice because they came up with another hair policy. 10 years ago, we had the Pretoria Girls High with the hair policy. It obviously affected African kids. And now, here's Glenn Vista also talking about dreadlocks, saying, what did they say? Now I forgot. I don't know if they want to ban the dreadlocks in their code of conduct or if it is about how the hair must be well tied together. That one I get, because as long as the hair is not a distraction to you and you're learning, in the sense that when you are writing, it's not all up in your face or some stuff like that. But there's something about, I think they don't want dreadlocks. A child was sent home, I think, because they had dreadlocks on, and it was like, wait, what? What's going on? You know, when did we get to this conclusion? So we've got children at school now, in high school. They've got weaves now. They've got eyelashes on. As in, they put the eyelashes, those ones, yes. It's not just mascara, which they do. Lip liner, it's a thing, you know. The edge control, oh no, it's a thing. They know how to edge the edges. They know how to calm that hair, bro. Like, they know. They've got multiple facial rings, you know, a number of them, ears, nose, a school skirt that has a slit, you know. Yeah, school skirts that have slits, even though the skirt is already like close to literally the behind. And that's the life of a random teenage girl in a South African township school. So I don't know, what is normal in 2026 actually? And is it even fair to blame social media? Onje, we love things, Getsina, and we just like things. And you, even if there was no social media, maybe these things would happen. I don't know. What's your take? I don't know. I don't have the answers. Gab, what's I feel? Waiting to hear from you.
Be part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.